The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know, the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hey, I heard you're a little stressed out. Just take a deep breath. Hey, when I tell you to take a deep breath, you don't just go, oh, yeah, stop. Okay, I'll wait. Stop. Take a deep breath. Take another one. Take a second, and then here we go. Go, ready? Even if they're lazy, just take some air in and just say fuck on the way out and let your body. Holy shit, right? How are you? All right, our guest. Well, I said I wasn't going to tell anybody, but now I'll tell you. It's Jeremiah Watkins. So now you'll know. No one else will know. Today, by the way, last week we played a best of. Aristotle picked it, Chris Farron, and I listened to it, actually. It was a good one, if I might say so myself. Chris Farron will be on the show the week after next. Next week is, I'm drawing a blank. It doesn't matter. It does matter. It does matter. But then the week after that is Chris Farron is one of those weeks. So I'll tell you this, and then I'm going to say a goodbye. Excuse me. Now, I should tell you, everything that I'm about to tell you that I'm getting to do this weekend while I'm in Raleigh Goodnights at Charlie, while I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina, at Charlie Goodnights, owned by Helium now. And I'm there the 1st of November, 2nd of November, and 3rd of November. Everything I'm telling you that I'm doing there, I'm going to also be doing in 2 weeks in Indianapolis Helium. the 15th, 16th, and 17th. See, most of the time when I go into a room, they let me do the little things I want. Usually it's a change of music. Maybe I like it a little darker. Maybe I, you know, little just little things. They're always amazingly gracious and warm. And even if they don't keep it that way, they do it graciously while I'm there. Sometimes they keep some of the stuff, which I always like. But there's limits, you know, because it's the main showroom. But sometimes this happens over the years where I will get – I used to do this in Tempe. They end up having a secondary room. In Tempe, their secondary room holds like 100 people. And in there, I could do whatever I wanted. And, you know, like at the bar, I have a stand-up bass player. So people are waiting to go into the show. They, you know, I can create what do whatever I want. And that's what I'm doing. I am at Charlie Goodnight's, but I'm not in the main room. I'm in the third floor lounge. By the time I get done with the band, I'm not kidding you, it probably only holds 50 people. We forgot we have to take out some chairs for the band. It's crazy intimate. The third floor, it's all mine. And the bar, before you go in, it's going to be looking good. And have a great, it's a good, Mark Brady is opening up the show. And he's going to do great. And I got a great band, Jeremiah Essick. I always say his last name wrong. Jeremiah George Essick. Dan Pasquale. No, this is not here. I have the wrong... Oh, this is wrong information, everybody. Wrong information. I apologize. I apologize. All right, but I'm not redoing this opening. So anyway, but everything else I said is right. And then I'm doing the same thing in Indianapolis because they have a secondary room. So I like it, and it really helps me. It's just fun to do it. I mean, it's fun to do something that absurdly intimate sometimes. Not that I'm normally working 15,000-seat rooms, but normally you're at a comedy club. You know, holds around 300, 350 if it's a big club. But, you know, so this is absurdly intimate compared to a normal comedy club. All right, that's it. Sorry. Well, enjoy the show. And you know who is in the band? Shane Smith. Andrew Stark is on drums. And then, yeah, Dan Pasquale is not here. I don't know why we put that on there. All righty. God damn it, he gets a free shout out. He's going to love it. He's in Indianapolis. All right. Thank you, bye. Enjoy the show.
It's a good show.
I like it. This is the first thing people hear on the Halloween episode. They don't even know who the guest is. Maybe we put surprise guest. As we sit in the studio, it's a little Halloweened up. Got some smoke going over in the corner. And for you people that love Halloween and just the fall and the Christmas and the love, it's the Todd Glass Halloween show. Wow. Wow. I know what I'm doing. It's exciting. I'm darkening it up a little.
Ooh.
I was at Black Horse Motors when the sun went down.
Who's the guest? People want to know.
For the most impressive sound I've ever heard.
Some reverb. Oh, it's exciting.
It's Jerry Seinfeld. I'm calling in, Todd. You're in trouble.
Ba, ba, ba. Guess what, everybody? What? No, he's... Well, they're dead. It's the Halloween show. Everybody's dead. Oh, the thunder. Who's the guest? Who's the guest? You ask who the guest is? Who's the guest? We didn't put it on the opening. I'll tell you who the guest is.
It's exciting. Every week, I know what I'm doing. You bring it down. I'm not afraid. Shh. Oh, my God. Jesus.
Jeremiah's on the show. Jeremiah's what? On the show. Shut What's up. I love it.
Jeremiah's on the show. Jeremiah's on the show with Todd Glass.
Jeremiah!
Jeremiah's on the show. Jeremiah's on the show with Todd Glass. Jeremiah's on the show. Jeremiah's on the show with Todd Glass.
That's right. For the full hour, well, we've been talking for about 20 minutes already before we even come on. We got a lot going on. Wow. Is that a parody to a song you use on your show?
Yeah.
Joe said that in the email.
Yeah.
Joe McKenzie. See, Joe, your songs bring a lot of love into a lot of people's heart. Even though your wife gets drunk and calls in, oh, she's going to call in tonight. I know it because it's Halloween. She'll call in a little later. But we've been you look great.
Thank you, too.
Well, you don't have to just say it, but I appreciate it. I think you mean it. I said you must be in a good relationship, uh-huh. You know, because you look like not only, you know, your haircut looks great.
Oh, thanks.
But I said you look so good that it's, I said it's a testament to your relationship. It looks like a healthy relationship.
Healthy, budding. We just celebrated 2 years of marriage.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't say so. I would celebrate more than your 2 years that you're happy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some people go, we've been married 5 years. But then if you hung around them for a month, you'd be like, oh, no, that's not, that's only, it's only to be celebrated if it's overwhelmingly, it doesn't mean it can't have its struggles, but
sure.
Overwhelmingly, you're both in love more than you're not in love. That you celebrate. So that I would celebrate for you,
all
and
right.
I know it's true. But these other people, no. I'm not going to just, you know, oh, you've been married 8 years. From a distance, if I could see it's not healthy, I can't celebrate that. I'm sorry for both of you. The guy and the girl, you know, girl can be miserable too.
Yeah.
It's not a man's world anymore. So I asked you what your is your girlfriend, your wife's name?
Yeah, my wife's name. She, her name's Maya.
Maya.
Yeah,
I like that. And yeah. Then you what? And I.
What if you're like, I don't like that.
I don't like that.
You know, I'm not into that.
You know what?
You know what? She's not good enough for you,
she's
Jeremiah.
Not good
get
for you.
Her out of here.
Get her out of here.
Get her out.
And get her out of your life.
Find a different broad with a better name.
Find a different broad with a better name. And you know, could I be so presumptuous to say some? You said she works with autistic children?
Yeah, yeah.
They are children. They are kids with autism.
Yeah, yeah. She
shouldn't define them. I like that. I'm all right with that.
Yeah, she teaches kids on the autism spectrum improv to help their social skills. And she's got a nonprofit called Zip Zap Zop. Enrichment.
Zip Zap what?
Zip Zap Zop, like the improv game. Zip Zap Zap Zop. Zop.
Yeah. And, wow.
Well, yeah.
You know, I'm proud of her.
Yeah.
I'm proud of her. I was going to say good for her, but that comes off negative. What I mean is, like, I like, that's a good thing to do with your life.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you know, as far as Ralph Waldo Emerson was concerned, you know, if your goal while you're here is to make at least one life breathe easier. You know what I mean? While you're here on the planet, try to look back. What are you going to be proud of? To help anybody with expression, I can't imagine you would look back and be anything but thrilled with what you did, you know?
Yeah.
So, is she seeing anybody?
No,
seriously.
I have suspicions.
Well, oh, my
Hello?
God.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Where did you come from?
You knocked on my door.
Over under the stage.
Oh,
you live under the Todd Glass stage?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God. What is your name?
Ebony.
Ebony? And you seem, like, friendly.
Oh, yes.
So you're a friendly witch.
I'm, yes.
Is that your crow?
Yes, it's my pet crow. I've been trying to teach it to talk for centuries, but it never's caught on.
Oh, you're just, to be honest, I didn't really believe, I didn't.
You didn't believe I lived under here for all these years?
That's an extra layer of confusion for me, because
Are you? What is it like down there? Can we go down there later?
Well, it's not very roomy down here, even though there's quite a big echo. But, you know, I could invite you down later. Would you and Jeremiah like to come down?
I mean, yeah, we could.
Yeah. I'm only, for folks, for the people listening to the show, which is most people, you're standing.
I'm looming over you, as you would say.
Oh, looming. Okay. Mm-hmm. Looming over me. But I didn't.
Lots of time to read down here.
Maybe I should have some reverb too, because then we could.
Here, come. Yeah, come down. Come down.
All right, I'll come down there.
Oh, it is. There is a lot of reverb down here.
I've got a lot of your old memorabilia that you thought you threw away, but I kept it down here.
Oh my God, what is. Shut up.
Yeah, that's Jimmy.
There's the other. Whoa. First of all, I don't care, but those are the. Aristotle, remember the coasters, the other three we couldn't find? You have them up on your wall.
I display them.
Well, but they were from our studio.
Yeah, I know. I also have Jimmy Kimmel's shoulder hair in a vase over there.
Well,
I've held on to all of your fond memories down here, Todd.
Oh, those are 8
Call it what you will. Under the stage is also a little time capsule of your life.
Some of the. Oh my God, is that. Is that John. John. John.
Yeah, it's John. It's John Benet Ramsey. She's been hanging out.
John, come down here.
What's up, guy? Hello? What's up? All right, I'm coming down.
Here I come down.
John, come on down.
John, come down.
Come on down.
As we said, come on.
Oh, wow. I mean, you said it's a lot roomier than you made it out.
Well, I'm a
This is gigantic.
Oh, you know, I'm a small man. So, you know, the perspective is different. Even though I said looming over earlier, I was kind of his own perspective.
John, is that your guitar that you lost?
What the? You stole my guitar.
What do you
piece of work? Oh,
no.
My God.
Did you just call me a piece of work? I like the talons on this guy.
Well, what do you have? How long? I've never talked to a witch before.
I know. A male witch.
Do you have a living? What do you do for a living?
I'm a male witch named Ebony.
Okay.
Uh-huh. What do I do for a living?
Yes.
Well, some of the stuff that you see down here wouldn't sell on eBay. So that's the stuff that's left over of the stuff that I've been slowly collecting over the years.
Would you like to make us a... Could you make us a potion?
Oh, but of course.
Oh, I like when your voice gets like
that. Yes.
Oh, that's how you know you're a real witch.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, you are a real witch. Everybody, she's a real witch.
Absolutely. Oh, my cell phone's going off. Oh, you speak Crow. Can you relay a message for my pet? All right. I would like you to tell my pet. It's okay if you never speak English. I still love you. What is he saying? What is he saying? No, translate to English for me.
He said, thank you for letting him know. And he loves you.
Oh, really?
Oh, and he wants intimate.
Beg pardon?
A piece of cake. I don't know.
Oh.
He knows I'm near the bakery where they throw it out. All right, if I...
I hear
you. I don't forget to get you Edmonds last time. There wasn't any at the dumpster.
I mean, he's really going off now. What's he saying now?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? That was 3 years ago. Well, that is true. Well, we're going to come back later. I'm going to go back up and do my show.
Come back later. Right. Remember, whenever it storms, it leaks down here, so I become very soggy.
Well, do you want to stay up here and just do the show with us?
No, I don't want to be a bother.
Oh, you wouldn't be a bother. You could just go.
I'll just
Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you guys doing down there?
We're gonna come right up, but there's a. What is your name?
Ebony.
Ebony.
Male witch.
She's a male witch, and she lives under the.
All right. The pronouns are all out of control here.
Okay. So how would I do it right? You're just.
It is a witch.
That's right?
What I prefer. That's the pronoun I prefer.
I'll do whatever you prefer.
I'm a male witch, but I would like to be referred to as an it rather than a she or a he, because I am from another realm.
You know what I say? If whatever you want, I'd be delighted to do it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
But don't get sassy. what was I talking about?
Well, before you shot me with your fart gun.
You know,
you were inviting me to the show.
Oh, okay, so why
but
don't you just...
I said, no, I'll just stay because I'll just collect one of your robes that you discard at one part.
How do you know? I threw out a robe that I stole from a hotel many years ago, forgive me. And then how did you know that? That's that robe right over there hanging in the corner?
Yeah, it's part of the shrine.
I don't know.
That's a huge shrine of your face.
Leave the boy.
John,
leave the boy.
John, you gotta stay.
John,
grab his foot.
Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys.
Now,
leave the. John, I can't. John,
leave the boy.
Give this a blackout. Give it a blackout. I blew the candle out. Let's really come on.
Come
on.
Yeah, come on.
Let's go. Come on. Yeah, this show, we don't just go on and on and on. Somebody works, we come to an end.
Yep.
It was beautiful. Jeremiah's on the show.
Jeremiah's on the show. Jeremiah's on the show. It's Todd Glass.
Oh, yeah. For another maybe 45 minutes.
Jeremiah's on the show. Jeremiah's on the show. It's Todd Glass.
Wow. All right, let me settle down here.
I like the fog in here.
I know. I'm going to light the... I actually did light the... Once in a blue moon, not that often, I will blow out the candle in the middle of the table. Now it's a torch. I love it.
It's great.
Take a picture of it, if you don't mind, and we can put it on Instagram. It's our new centerpiece.
Wow.
And then I want you to open up your gift that we got you.
Look at this.
It's a joke gift, but it is a gift. You know, it's a joke gift, though.
All right.
So, because I used to have this other thing. I like this. I'll tell you why. Are we videotaping that?
I'm going to.
I used to like this. I still do, but I used to too.
Hey, so wait, do it again.
I used to like this. I still do, but I used to too. Well, that brings me too much joy. That sound. It's so final. It's like okay. It's funny. Boom. You know, right into it. This show is back, baby. Remember. The Todd Glass Show. Oh, yeah.
And that's when I slapped him in the face and called a Sally.
Yeah, we'll be right back with Jeremiah Watkins. It's fun to say that. So we got that now. Okay, so were you doing? You were looking something up on your phone?
Oh, I shot a little video of you.
Oh, okay. It's the new candle on the table. But
yeah.
It's nice. It's like a torch.
Mm-hmm.
Just one. There's not 100. There's one over there, one over here. But it's a torch with a... thing that you can turn and make the flame bigger and smaller.
I love that.
Which is nice. Usually you got to pull it out, then it goes in too far. This thing is so good. You want it big?
Okay.
You want to get it real small? There you go.
You want a real girthy flame? I got you.
I got you, baby.
I got you, baby.
I got you, baby.
Listen, baby.
Hey.
If you want one of those little miniature flames, I also got
hey,
you.
I got you. You want a little bit? I'll give you a little bit.
Come on.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh.
Ah.
Hey.
E.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey.
We'll be right back on local Las Vegas news right after this.
Baby, oh!
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 I got goo!
Hey! So good, baby!
So?
So good!
So?
Ah! So good! I got you so good!
Ah!
So good!
So good!
Ah! People need this. A lot of stress going on in the world right now. They need a silliness like this.
It's true.
Sure, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. You know what?
What?
Clink our bottles together.
Let's clink our bottles. We have really beautiful bottles. I have a
beautiful
green one.
Bottles.
You have a frosted one. They both have water. The table looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
The whole setting looks good. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this new piece is called Jeremiah Watkins opens up his gift. It's a joke gift, in all fairness.
Okay.
Just I don't want you to get excited. But I think you might maybe wear it and get some cool pictures out of it, and we send them to the show, and then we'll post them.
Okay, here we go.
I don't want you to think there's work involved.
Oh.
Okay, listen. And here's the deal. These shirts I did a bit on Tosh.0, and I had two of them, right?
Yeah.
And I went to Halloween, had it on. I have two of them, and I thought, I want to give them to someone that I think would be silly with.
Oh, yeah.
So you were on the show, and I only have one more. That's
I
it.
Love it.
I only have one more.
You know what I'm...
And then I'm not making them to give to the guests every week. It says I'm Todd Glass on the shirt.
You know, I'm gonna just go to I'm going to perform in this randomly in different places and purposely bomb.
Oh,
be like, I'm Todd Glass. Have a good night.
I would be honored.
The shirt says I'm Todd Glass.
Yeah.
And it's big
letters.
It's big letters. It's a big, big shirt, big letters. I love it.
And I do that. Hey, want to just be silly here? Can you give me the little track to Fever? You know what I mean? I say bring in a track because we have tracks.
Sure.
I have a drummer here. Play along with some tracks.
Some tracks.
It's like the real business. Yeah. It's like the real
thing. Put down the needle on that track.
Yeah, put down the needle on that track and pipe me some music in the room and give me what I need.
Pump some joy in here.
Pump some joy in here, baby.
That's what I call sex. Pumping joy with my wife.
Pump me up, baby, with
pump
some
me up.
Joy. On the road, I think maybe get the band to do this. Do you know this song at all?
Fever, I want it now, you give me fever.
Just do it every, you don't know it, but just.
Fever! Fever!
Huh. If you have enough people going, it can make it sound good. So everybody, don't be shy with your inputs. Can I get some more reverb, please? I'm sorry, I've been out of here. Fever when you're going down. Fever when you're going down.
Fever, baby.
Bye bye.
You got me a fever. Bye bye. Bye bye. I got you. Bye bye. Bye bye. You got fever when you're going down.
I'm having a good time.
I'm having a great time.
Let's let ourselves be. Fever when you're in turn. I wish I had the words. Maybe that would get in my way. Fever. Matt, if you have drum hits, fever! And then boom! Bah. That's what I'm gonna do on the road. Yeah. I wanna have this track, and then above it, have a guy come in with trumpets or the drums, and that way.
So I went to the doctor the other day.
Yeah, what did he say?
He said, you have some kind of flu. You're showing different symptoms.
Wow.
I asked what kind of symptoms I'm having. He said, you got a fever, baby.
It's the Halloween show with Jeremiah Watkins, everybody.
Hey.
Jeremiah's on the show with Jeremiah's on the show. It's Todd Glass.
Fever when you call me, baby. You go right back to it. That's an old classic.
Leave a wanting more than give them the more.
How about no words? no words.
Soon I'm out of the world.
Fever.
One old man.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
Oh, every time an alien gets a boner, that sound plays.
That's a true story.
Oh, I'm hard as rocks. I'm in my spaceship.
That's...
Ready for the anal probe? Let's go. Oh, here comes another friend.
Oh, is this from your actual new cartoon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, we're playing it. Okay. Is this? Can you mind if we play a little more of this, Jeremiah?
Of course. Let's play another clip.
Oh. I want to take a second here. Mm-hmm. People are idiots.
I want to be like
people. People are idiots. Seriously, people are idiots. The average people today are idiots.
Oh, wait,
no, they are. You
hey, Todd, I don't know. Todd, your paper is on fire.
Oh, shit. Todd. Oh, fuck. Ah, shit. I get the joke. It looks stupid when I'm saying people are idiots.
You
got to
stop doing this, man. This is like the ninth time you've done this. It looks bad.
It's not a good look on the show, man.
I know.
You know, HR just came. They just walked in the room. This is really awkward.
I'm hoping that the people listening know the bit because I do it. It's probably the 10th time I've done this. In 7 years.
You haven't learned.
I haven't learned. I'm not thinking. I have the piece, my notes, and they're over the fire, and I'm talking about how stupid people are. Meanwhile, my whole paper is burning. And by the way, to George Carlin, I really do commit to the bit, and
he
I burn
did.
The paper.
And it smells lovely in
it
here.
It does smell good.
It smells good.
Sometimes it's in the... I like to light a little bit of just paper and walk through the house, or a pine cone. I do a lot during Christmas. Just take a pine cone, and then light it with like a torch, you know, one of those little torches, mini torches.
Yeah.
And then you're walking around the house. It really does smell fucking good.
Yeah.
I don't know why I had
to
curse.
You know what smells really good around that? Human hair. Let on fire.
No, that smells bad.
No. Trust me here. You get a fireplace going, you know, you got some logs, you got some fire.
And then you add human hair?
Oh, yeah. I go to the barbershop, I just take a bag of hair, I throw it on the logs, and it reminds me of Christmas.
Oh, why? Oh, maybe that's why. Why does that remind you of Christmas?
Oh, there was a fire.
Oh. All right, here we go. We're gonna light this up. I'm glad you're here. That was, is it? It was so much fun doing that. Like it's so.
That was a cold open, right?
That's the cold opening.
That's what just.
That's
the
way this
opening.
Shows, and people go, wait. No wonder this show is voted number one by the Podcast Association. We're good. Now we start the show.
Late show.
Yeah. Now we don't. That was nothing. That's like a cold opening. The cold opening is like, hey, we're getting silly. We're getting comfortable with each other.
Sure.
Now it's like you're ready to fire up all the cylinders.
This show's on the same time as Marc Maron.
The Todd Glass Show with Jeremiah Watkins, everybody.
And Brian Regan, Brian Regan, Brian Regan.
Fuck you.
All good shows have an opening.
Fuck that shit.
To George Carlin. All right.
Hello?
Ten people. I'm not playing in front of 10 fucking people.
Hamburger.
Hamburger.
Do you guys have any jerk sandwiches?
I want everything clean on my bed.
Oh, excuse me.
Fuck Daniel Kino.
That's right, 195,000 shows, everybody.
Well, Tom Lincoln.
7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We've been going strong for 25 years.
On first season of
Wow.
And in fact, he dated a Salgetti. She broke his heart, and that's where he kind of adopted this whole anti-woman attitude when she dumped him because she got pregnant, and she dumped him.
Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
All right, I'm going to let you talk. I'm going to let you decide how we start the show. Would you like to talk about Oreo cookies? You don't have to say yes to any, but I'll give you three choices. Talk about Oreo cookies. Play a game where I ask you a question, but then I'm like a little kid and I ask why, or Oreo cookies. You can do one of those. We're going to do both, but which one do you want to do first?
Oreo cookies or why?
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll go with Oreo cookies.
Yeah, let's go with that.
All right. Well, no. I could tell you were looking over at that one.
Can before we do that, can you play the WTF music real quick?
You know, this show's on the same time as Marc Maron.
I'm gonna do my take on Marc Maron,
Brian Regan,
where he's at right now.
Is he gonna get upset if he hears it because he listens to the show and he gets very hurt very
Does
easy.
He get?
No, I don't think so. He doesn't listen to this show.
Ten people. I'm not
Hey, it's me, Mark Maron.
Ask me why I'm upset.
Mark, why are you upset?
I can't stop booking things.
Yeah, but that's, you got to be.
No, it's a big problem, man.
I get what you mean. It's
like, what the fuck, man? Can I just not book for a week? Can I not be working?
Can you just do that? Can you take some time off?
No, I can't because I'm in high demand. I'm hosting the Tonys next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm in the new Wonder Woman flake.
You know this show's on the same. There you go. I want to talk about Oreo cookies. Can you pull up some information on Oreo cookies?
Of course.
I just signed on for 4 seasons of GMAO.
Oh, Mark, you're still... You're still
gorgeous there. Men of Wrestling.
Mark.
It's going to be a spinoff of from GLOW. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I want to cast you.
Oh, I can't act.
No. I want you to be the leading wrestling man.
I know, but I'm not... I have to act.
Still you're not acting. An actor?
Nah. I mean, I... Is this really Mark Maron? What was the name of your podcast? Seriously, I'm not stupid.
It's What the Frick.
Oh, okay. You're cleaning it up for my podcast.
Yeah.
What the Frick with Mark Maron.
Yeah, well, and it's Mark with a K.
Mark with a K?
Yeah.
So you're upset because you're booking too many things. Well, I wish you luck. Don't worry, you won't.
That's the indigestion.
No, you're all right. How's your cats?
Oh, dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not true for real, is it?
No. Okay. But it is for Mark with a K, Maron.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you called in, and I hope you get less busy.
I don't know. I think
With your luck, you'll get twice as busy.
Oh, you shouldn't have said it. I just booked another pilot.
As you're talking?
Yeah.
Well, how did you hear about
it? I still have a beeper.
Oh. For those people who might think that I'm quitting the show, I'm not. I know word got out on the street.
Todd, you can't quit.
I'm not. I was.
Todd.
I got upset.
Todd, seriously.
I'll be honest. I got upset at a restaurant.
Todd, you put in too much work up to this point to just quit the show.
I was going
There's too many people that... Did you know that you're voted number one by the Podcast Association of America?
Again? I thought I didn't get it this year, to be honest.
No, you got the nom, you got the win, you got all the credit.
Well, maybe I could do another 5 years.
Todd.
I'll do 20 years.
Okay, Todd.
I'll do forever.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, I was on the old show, you would have to... Nowadays, everybody... Well, because, you know, Johnny, he always... I do what Johnny does. See, the thing with it, nowadays, everybody, you know, I saw a comedian the other day and they were saying,
hey.
Well, the comedians, you know, now because they're lazy.
Tonight on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, the Hall of Famer podcaster, Association of America's favorite man in the world, Todd Glass.
Hey, good to be here.
Hey.
Did I do a good job ad-libbing? I didn't know what to do. I got nervous. Hold on. Run from the bit.
Run.
Run.
Get
everybody
out of here.
Run.
Get
go.
Out of here.
Go.
Come on. What are we doing?
Run from the bit. It's a scary Halloween episode. We're running through the woods, and it's dark. Goblins grabbing at our feet, but they're the type that kiss you. They're not mean goblins, but they'll be like, wum. Jeremiah Watkins, everybody, he's our guest.
Todd Glass, the host.
Oreo cookie, how many times?
They don't say that enough on these shows. When they're like, our guest tonight is Jeremiah Watkins. I'm like, yeah, and our host tonight is Todd Glass.
You throw it back my way.
I'll throw it back to you. Yeah.
How about you? Let's do it again.
Okay.
And I want to remind everybody, our guest tonight for the next, I'll tell you what, I like when I've had a good chunk of a guest, and I still have 45, 50 minutes left with them. And that's who's here on the show today, Jeremiah Watkins, everybody, on the Todd Glass Show.
All right, and keep that clapping going for the host that you see every day of the week.
7 days a week.
He's a favorite among podcasters, a recurring regular
Thank
on Jimmy
you.
Kimmel Live,
Thank
and you,
you
may have even seen him on something called Comedy Central. Todd Glass is on the show.
And my Netflix special, Act Happy. Thank you. I have to give the one extra credit.
Todd Glass.
Shut up.
Todd Glass.
That fading in with you guys was overwhelming. Sometimes a song can be overwhelming. I'm going to quit the business. What more do I need to live for? Okay, so we Oreo cookies.
Oreos.
Can you pull up some stuff on Oreo cookies? How many types of? And I'm not afraid to just have a conversation. That's why my show.
I actually love Oreo cookies.
Okay, that's nice. What music can we have maybe in the background as we talk about Oreo cookies? I think it's important.
Do you want to go what we've been doing? It's been pretty chill.
Let me hear. Yeah. Let me hear. See, because now it's a show.
Right.
Now people are picturing a candle. Over in the distance to George Carlin, behind Jeremiah Watkins, is a candle. And then there's one of those mist things that puts the mist into the air. What are they called? Diffusers. But I just have water in it. Water in it. But it's all over the place.
Yeah.
And then this music plays. In the middle, there's a torch.
There's a slight haze in the air.
There's a slight haze in the air. And the red is as red as it can get on the walls. And we talk about Oreo cookies. How many types of Oreo cookies, honestly, do you think there are or have been? It doesn't mean that, the question isn't, like, they don't have to make them all, but how many have they made, if they've stopped making
them? Of all time?
Yes.
I think they've done at least 50 different ones.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. And the weird thing is, I'm going to disqualify myself because I heard the answer yesterday, but here's the truth. I still don't remember what it is, but I thought, what if subconsciously I remember? So can I guess telling you that I did? How many? And it's right. They don't have to be made at this time, right, John? It just means they made them.
I can name.
Are we talking just flavors, right? Not like different, like we're not talking minis or.
No, just Oreo cookies. When they do like birthday cake.
I can probably name 10 off the top of my head right now.
Ooh. Let me hear you. Hold on. Let's do it.
Okay.
Well, okay, ready? Let's do it right now.
All
right. Let's have it. It's a game show.
Okay. Red Velvet.
Hold on 1 second. So for
check,
you have $500,000 in the in your account right now.
Uh huh.
And I'm gonna check them as you go.
And if you can guess, doesn't sound like it's a good game show. It sounds shitty, cheesy. If you can substantiate 10 of those,
if you can plow ahead, the worst game show ever. If you're hankering for a payday,
let me ask you this.
To the right town.
You could walk right now for $500. I'm going to implement your new way to do it.
Yeah.
You could walk right now, $500,000. Uh-huh. You could walk right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get this right and name 10 of the Oreo cookie flavors, you can walk out of here tonight with $15 million.
What?
Yes.
From $500,000 to $15
million? Yep. You hit our trifecta, bing bang, special day. I can make anything I want to happen.
Right.
I thought it was $15 million even in a bit too much. I should, and then I tried to sell it. How about if I go, you can walk right, make it more realistic like one of those shows. You have $500,000 in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
If you can walk right now, you can walk right out of here. Keep your $500,000. But for
say it again.
No, I wanted to say for a million,
mm-hmm.
a million, you'll get a million. What do you do? What can you do with $500,000? Can you do anything with it? Can it change your life?
Yeah.
What type of things would you do with it?
A house.
You'd buy a house.
At least a down payment for one in L.A.
Yes.
Even in L.A., that's...
And you already won two college...
girls.
I
won two college
education,
girls.
Two college tuitions. You
yeah.
know, donated by the people at...
I won two college classes.
We paid for two college... it's a community college.
Yeah. Let's not get too crazy.
Yeah.
We spent all of our money on the $500,000 already.
What do you want to do? Do you want to try to guess the cookie flavors?
I'm going to try to guess them.
All right. John, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
The silence. We don't play the music anymore. You know why? That music we play. And this is the type of game show we play. That music or we don't play anything.
By the way, this music sounds like the music that they play for technical difficulties.
That's the name of our show.
Technical difficulties. Stay
tuned. We're having technical difficulties. Listen to this until we get the good stuff going.
That's a long name.
Yeah. Well, that's the name. Because stay tuned.
Now, what does it say on the TV guide whenever it's pulled up?
They don't have TV guide anymore. That's how I get out of the bit. calling you.
Yeah,
I'd say I was wrong for doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's wrong. That did not play along. To go to get the out of they don't have TV guys. Well, they have one on the internet, you fuck. So let me answer that for real. What does it say on the TV guide?
Yeah, yeah, what does it say on the TV guide?
It says...
is there an acronym or something?
It just says... Stay tuned, we're having technical difficulties.
Okay.
That's the... You know, people go, do you watch Stay Tuned, we're having difficulties? A lot of people are starting to call it having difficulties. And some people call it difficulty. Some people are saying that's why we can't get it on the air. This show never got it.
STWHTD.
And so the crackling fire on my mind.
Burn,
let's
baby.
Go. Sorry, I got out of the game show.
Okay.
I want to play a real good game show host. Yeah. I don't want to, he wouldn't start singing in the middle of this. I want it to be somewhat real. So, John, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
You will conduct this part of it.
Okay, so I said Red Velvet was my first one.
Check.
Birthday Cake, which Todd said.
Check.
A third one is mint.
Check.
Wow. A fourth one would be golden.
Check.
Thank you. I like this.
A fifth one. Does double stuff count as a separate
count
one?
It. Yeah, yeah. I would count it. That's
okay.
On here on the list.
Okay.
One of the producers is on the phone, and he's going to tell us whether we can accept that or not. And I do apologize, but it's out of my hands. But it's one of our producers. What are we doing here with that? Can we...
hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello? Hello? Hi, hello? Hi, I don't know, hello? Hello?
The most awkward bar.
I don't mean to be a nuisance.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, what are we doing here? Can we accept
I
that?
I mean, we technically... We can accept it, but I don't really want us to, because here's the thing. He's okay. Getting pretty close, and we don't actually have that money.
Okay? Yeah, but that's not okay, the type of business.
Like,
okay, this is not right. I'm not part of this.
Here's the thing. We're kind of those people who have the big checks, you know, the giant checks.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of the checks here. We spend a lot of our money on checks,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
But here's the thing.
So we can't accept
We don't
this.
Have the funds
okay.
Behind the check. Like, if there's a giant check... For $15, okay. We would give that to him.
Okay, so we can't accept that. So,
he
lost all the money.
So tell him he's gone. Okay? tell him it wasn't
what
a flavor.
What do we accept? The double stuff?
Here's the thing. We don't accept that because that's not a flavor. That's a style of Oreo, okay? So technically, you tell that boy he needs to go.
Well, you're talking right now. You're on the show.
Wait, you feed me through? He can hear me?
Everybody hears you.
Okay, this is very upsetting to me because you told me the behind the scenes that you don't even have the funding behind the show.
Yeah, you were on the show.
Okay,
I never told.
I wasn't aware of that.
I never told you.
You didn't tell me that he was the
first
contestant
of all,
could actually hear.
Hey,
me
why don't we
show?
Deal with my wrongdoing when you got caught saying it? You meant it. So why don't we deal with you first, and then we'll go to my punishment.
Okay.
For tricking you. Yep. All right, I tricked you, but
it.
That's who you are.
Am I going to get any money, or is it all gone now?
There's no money.
You shut your face right now. Let me talk to the host. Okay.
All right, I feel like I've been lied to. I feel like I have been harassed.
Okay, you need to shut it real quick. Just
we have your $500,000.
Okay, shut your mouth. Okay, what would you say?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We have how
we
much?
Have your $500,000.
Oh, you have the funds, Mr. Douglas?
No, the show has $500,000.
The show has
if you walk right now, which you should...
Uh-huh.
We give you $500,000.
We're going to give him $500,000.
Yes, that's the way we're going to do it. Okay, you understand?
Yeah, I mean, you're repeating information to me that I thought that we definitely cleared. We don't have the money.
We don't have money.
We don't have
Do you guys have the money or not? Am I even playing for a reason?
Hold on.
I'm playing
hold
for
on.
A charity
I'm
today.
I'm
playing
you.
For a charity.
Hey, I got your back. Please let me just have a conversation. Hello?
Okay.
We don't.
Oh, that's what I was trying to tell you.
God. I'm going to fake a heart attack.
I hear you guys whispering that you don't have the money.
Oh, my God.
You're still patching through the overhead speakers.
No.
Okay, that's great.
Oh, my God. Everybody, stop what you're doing.
Keep on faking
stop what you're doing. Stop what everybody.
I just heard the producer say
everybody stop what you're doing.
The heart attack. It's clear that you're trying to get out of here.
Everybody, don't stop doing it. Don't stop.
Hey, did somebody call an ambulance?
We did. He's having a heart attack.
Yeah, let's get Mr. Todglass on the stretcher over here.
Oh, okay. No.
Okay, you guys are killing it.
I know this is a ruse. I know. Okay.
Oh, Jeremiah, I have a heart.
They're playing the sound of a siren over the studio audience speaker.
No. It's
there's a man in a polo that says medic and a Sharpie over it.
Shut up. We're locking you behind gates.
Yes. Yours now.
Okay, I think he bought it.
That is not the voice you expect. Hey, guess what? Guess who's on the phone? The woman that played that character. Are you there? We loved the character when you were doing the phone, the producer with the voice. How are you today?
Excuse me?
Oh, hello.
Excuse me.
Yes. What?
Yes, I'm the voice actor who played the.
Oh yeah, you're great. We love you. We always quote you around here.
Oh, thank you so much.
Excuse me.
It's so great.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. So did he buy it or did no?
Did he buy what?
Did he buy the ruse?
Well, what ruse?
Well,
that was just a bit.
That was just a bit. Well, we're not playing along. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought we really got him.
Got who?
Excuse me.
Excuse who?
Excuse who?
What is going on?
Excuse me. Didn't we do one of those MTV pranks on that man?
No. What are you talking about?
We hired you to act in a bit we wrote out.
You killed somebody?
Excuse me?
No, excuse you.
No.
Don't try to turn this around.
No,
did you?
Excuse you.
You can play your word games all you want. I'm not going to fall for it.
Uh-huh.
What?
Okay.
Okay, listen. You're going to listen up.
Okay.
Listen up and listen up good. This is the way this is
going
to go
down. I'm listening, okay? How's it going down?
I like your cute little thing that you rehearsed because you think, but in a second, you're going to be taking a big shit in your pants.
Well,
because there's one thing you didn't think about.
What did I not say?
Okay, why don't you take a second and think about what you say.
Excuse me?
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow. You got
She's been calling into the show for years now.
I want to talk about your Oreo cookies before you try to transfer to something else.
Okay.
I was impressed you were able to name, forget the bit, to George Carlin. Forget the bit. Let's just talk about Oreo cookies.
There's also Halloween.
Yep.
There's Christmas.
How about this for a question? How many variety of Oreos, not counting like double stuffs and stuff, but we are including globally.
Oh, globally?
Okay, good. I want to know globally.
I think globally it'll be over 100 then.
Okay, I love this. I love that we came back to this game. I like that we came back to this game because guess what? The new show, folks, if you thought I was slipping a little, I'm back, baby.
Back, baby.
With fun games. Yeah, we get silly, but we also go back. This, we have not. Let's talk about Oreo cookies. So now it's globally. And by the way, would that, should we just eliminate, I don't think, I'm going to say them now because I think they count. A double stuffed dipped in chocolate. And my favorite is dipped in vanilla. So it's a, once in a while you can get it, it's a vanilla Oreo. Even the wafers are vanilla. So it's a vanilla Oreo. What do you call those? Golden?
Golden, yeah.
Okay, it's a golden dipped in vanilla. What? And it's really good. I like it. But everything about it is great. But even any Oreo dipped in chocolate is pretty good, even if it's just a good old-fashioned Oreo dipped in chocolate.
Have you ever had a deep-fried Oreo?
Oh, yeah.
I have.
Oh.
And it's good.
Yeah. Oh.
First, you think, is it going to be too much? Because once in a while, I will say something's too much. You know, but then I was like, no, it's good.
Ask me what I think of a deep-fried Oreo.
What do you think of a deep-fried Oreo?
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's. I hate it.
I brush my teeth with deep-fried Oreos.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what's my complaint about Oreos, though?
What?
The grime.
What are you talking about?
Do you know how long it takes to brush your teeth after a sleeve of Oreos?
That's why I take a shower and just open up my mouth. I'm serious. I mean, I can't. I feel like I'm going to ruin my toothbrush after.
Yeah.
I love Oreos are great. So John, how many types? Do you want us to guess or do you want to just tell us?
Guess.
Okay, good.
There's a lot of Oreo stuff here. All right, so.
I love it.
He's having a meltdown.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say.
There's too much Oreo facts.
So, I have a number here, but then I'm going to, after the number, there's like, all right, I should just come out with this right now.
Should I count like reduced fat and sugar free
no.
Oreos? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, I have the number.
Okay. And by the way, even if we're going to be so close, even if we it tallies a little different because of those, not
hey,
still gives us.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Anybody ever tell you that you're the Rain Man of Oreos? Anybody ever tell you that?
No. People don't know that John is not looking at a computer. All he does is close his eyes and turn his head up.
Yeah, his eyes start fluttering like he's having a bad dream. Yeah,
they do start fluttering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he wears sunglasses sometimes because he's paranoid. But we're like, no, be where you're at.
My dad took me to every Oreo factory around the world.
Oh, is that? Oh, you're. Cause that's right. You told me about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. He worked for Oreo.
He Oreos at night, so he can't.
John Dad brings him Oreos. So I'm gonna guess, and I can be disqualified because I subconsciously might have heard it, but I'm gonna say. I don't think I heard it. You're going to know by my guess. 75?
Todd Glass coming in with 75.
So are we doing Price is Right rules?
I want to go closest.
Either way.
Yeah.
Clean it up. One less rule.
All right. 76.
Whoa.
Let's go.
Anybody else want to guess?
Well, I'm tempting. This is fun.
120 by Stotts.
Okay, I made my guess solely on the fact that it was just Todd and I.
Oh, shut up.
All right. This is not. I went for the jugular. I went for the throat. I looked at Todd and I said, 76.
I thought it was
six.
Yeah.
All right.
So
the flame almost blew out.
Yes. I could lower it because, as you know, people that listen to the whole show, can adjust this.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Make the flame bigger. That's what they do. Look, flame is really small right now, but watch. They're good.
Hello.
Whoa! Right, there we go. Okay, so, John, tell us who. I don't even care who won. I just want to know the answer more than anything.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the number of Oreos coming in across the world, the tally is, in fact, 93 different types of Oreos.
So you win. And you know what? I don't think that's a dishonest win, and I'll tell you why. You want to be safe, but you know it's
chocolate
probably
Oreo,
higher.
Coconut
so
delight Oreo,
high? So
right. Strawberry
you were right,
milkshake
you were right,
Oreo,
you were right, it's higher.
Strawberry Oreo.
Wait,
green tea
oh,
Oreo.
Oh no, wait, John. Lemon. Hey,
Man, stop saying the Oreos.
John, I want you to do
that's how
me a
I
favor.
Do. That's how I count them.
Open up, just because I want to be factual about this. Open up the computer just when you read these instead of doing it from your memory, just so I feel like it's in front of you.
Why these? I couldn't. It's not all on the internet. I tallied it through different types of ancient lore.
All right. If you feel you know it, if it's in your head, then
he's got so many different pieces of string tied around his fingers.
Oh, is that what that is to help you remember?
Oh yeah, and then you got to follow the money.
Honestly, read all the Oreos. I really want to know. I'm not going to interrupt you to George Carlin. If you want to then go, and these are the double stuffed or the chocolate dipped. I hope that's in there. And I don't mind if you read low fat or whatever you're saying, some gluten-free Oreo. Just read them. I'm not going to interrupt you. It's a piece of art. Oreos are America. And they
should
are.
I tell you?
But we need you to do it.
If you ever have questions about them, I can read the description of them and where they're from.
Okay.
So stop
here
me.
Now, is he doing an auctioneer voice or is
no.
he just doing John's
I'd
voice?
Just John's voice.
Okay.
Android Oreo.
How about a lot of reverb in his voice?
Special cross-promotion Oreo cookie with Google Android logo on one side and green flavored.
I'm sickened. I'm sickened.
I don't
sickened.
Know if I want to hear anymore.
You know what?
You know what?
That really put a bad taste in my mouth, Oreo.
No, I feel like I'm sorry. Now, really? Oh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I feel horrible. This was my idea. I love Oreos, by the way. This has nothing to do with Oreos.
I feel bad.
I crave, as I'm vomiting on Oreos, I actually would still think about eating one. That's how good they are.
Would you eat a chocolate Oreo?
Oh, yeah.
What about a coconut delight Oreo?
Oh, sure.
Strawberry milkshake Oreo?
Yes, please.
Yes,
strawberry
please.
Oreo?
Yes.
Okay.
Green
Thank
tea
you.
Oreo?
Yeah.
Lemon tea Oreo?
Oh,
organic Oreo?
Oh, what was the last one? What was the last
organic
one?
Oreo.
Why not?
Blue raspberry ice cream Oreo.
Well, I suppose.
Yes,
orange
yes,
ice
yes.
cream Oreo.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Golden Oreo.
Yes.
Hi.
Double stuffed golden
Hello.
Oreo.
Oh goodbye.
Chocolate
oh
cream
God.
Golden Oreo.
Yes. Yum.
Hello.
Oreo
yum.
Heads or tails with vanilla cream filling with a chocolate Oreo on one side.
Stop it. I love it.
Creamsicle Oreo.
Oh. Yes, that first of all. Yes, I would.
Sign restaurant. Me up.
Ice
sign
cream
me
Oreo rainbow.
Ho, please,
sherbert.
Sir.
Yes.
When the creamsicle Oreo, if it's going to happen, it's got to be double stuffed. It's got to be double stuffed. Otherwise, forget it. Forget it.
Move your mother out of my house.
Move your mother out of my house. I swear to God.
I swear. She's been here for 10 years.
I don't want you. If you can't do the Oreo that's the creamsicle, the double stuff,
move her out of here. Move your mother out.
She shits and laughs and says it's my job to clean it up.
Is she a cat or a woman? I can't tell anymore.
I don't know what she is anymore. But she eats cat food and she has all her faculties.
Ice cream Oreo rainbow sherbert.
Well, yeah.
Oreo DQ Blizzard cream.
Oh, why not?
Double delight Oreo.
Trouble? What was that last one?
Double delight Oreo.
Awooga.
There's also an ongoing fruit series: orange and mango, raspberry, blueberry, grape, and peach. Cool mint cream Oreo.
Ooh.
In single and double.
Ooh.
Hello. Peanut butter Oreo.
Hello.
Pure milk chocolate covered mint Oreo.
Shut up.
Banana split cream Oreo.
Shut the fuck up.
Brownie batter Oreo.
Oh my God.
Sugar free Oreo. Reduced fat Oreo.
What?
During springtimes around Halloween, Christmas.
Mind.
They have special edition double stuffed Oreos.
What? This actually is
chocolate
real.
And.
Oh my God.
Oh, a French word.
Ooh,
parlez-vous français.
This
Oreo has a certain je ne sais quoi.
So what was the Oreo that set us off in that tirade? It was a
chocolate
French,
and
no, it was a French Oreo. You said something about French. That's what got us doing
chocolate
all that.
And
French kiss.
De les birthday cake Oreo.
Oh yes, birthday cake.
You said that Oreo earlier. Candy cane Oreo.
Yeah.
Candy corn Oreo. That'd be good for Halloween time.
Oh.
Gingerbread Oreo.
Definitely.
The American cream.
Well, I mean, it's American.
An American. Can I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah. Of course.
I am very serious about this. I think Oreo, unless I don't know their business. I think they can do a s'more a little better than they did it. And look, I give Oreo like I I'm not getting any product from them, right? But I really love Oreos. They do it every time when you're craving it. It gives you it's perfect and in the milk or whatever you want to do in a hot chocolate. It's comfort food. It's comfort food. Some people would say, Todd, would you really consider Oreos food? Yes, I do.
Yes.
That's how much I love Oreos.
They're food.
They're food. Because when you're hungry, what am I going to eat? That'll do it for you. It shouldn't be your dinner, but if it is, it'll do you right.
It's funny that you mentioned s'more, because I have a life hack, Todd, that will change your life.
What is a life hack?
A life hack is something that you didn't know about, that you find out about, and then it alters your life for the good.
Okay, can I? Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a new segment on the show. I want to say, basically, I'm saying yes.
Mm-hmm.
If it basically means I want to share, you can go first,
mm-hmm.
your idea for a s'more. Mm-hmm. Did you have a specific one?
I have a specific concoction that I'm going to share with
and
you.
So, and I have one too.
Great.
So we'll share each other.
Okay, great.
But before we
all
do
this and more on this episode of The Todd Glass Show.
But first, for Oreo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get that out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they had a s'more thing, and I thought, well, couldn't they do it like it'd have to be a double stuff and have graham cracker? That would be the cookie of it, because with a s'more, it's a graham cracker, you know, right? So it's a graham cracker cookie. Does that to me that should be the vanilla cookie, but it's graham cracker, right? Then you put on one side, it's the marshmallow, but it comes out exactly like the icing, same exact amount, but on one side of it, it's icing. On the other side of it, it's the marshmallow. You know what I mean? And then you put it together, so it's double stuffed, but it has like, you know, a thin amount of one and a thin amount of the other. And then that would be fucking amazing. I wish they would do that. I don't imagine how that can't be a great idea. I'm serious. I'm not to George Carlin, I'm being honest. Like, what don't I know that would be like better than the one they did. Like, they can improve theirs. It's not like companies haven't done that before and gone, oh, this is our new one. And they're like, wow. So tell me what I don't know, Oreo. Write me. Or maybe I should write them a letter.
Write them a letter.
Because I'm not saying this from a mean place. I got nothing from love in my heart for Oreo.
My dearest Oreo.
My dearest Oreo, I was wondering.
I'm writing to you from the war right now.
And I love your Oreos. Some nights.
What's your life hack? What's your life hack?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Okay. My life hack. Now, it involves another product. Okay. It's something that I call S'moreos. Okay. You take s'more Pop-Tarts. Mm-hmm. All right. You take double stuff Oreos. Okay.
What type of double stuff Oreos?
The double stuff kind.
Which would no, but what flavor?
Just chocolate with the vanilla, the classic great. Double stuff. Okay? So classic double stuff.
So you crumble up the Pop-Tarts.
So you crumble up the Pop-Tarts and you crumble up the
on what do you crumble them up on? I'm not trying to interrupt you. I just want to really understand.
In a bowl of milk.
In a bowl of milk.
In a bowl of whole milk, you crumble up s'mores Pop-Tarts and double stuffed Oreos, classic. And then you get it like a spoon, and you eat it like cereal, and it's one of the best things that you will ever have in your life. It will blow your mind. It's very rich and very sugary, but if you want a treat, like you talk about comfort food, this is next level.
You just go and look.
Jeremiah's on the show. Jeremiah's on the show with Todd Glass. Jeremiah's on the show. Jeremiah's on the show. Todd Glass.
Gonna eat some Oreos.
S'moreos.
Dude, I'm gonna do that. It's
really
tonight.
Good. Do you have a napkin or a Kleenex in here? I laughed while I was drinking water looking at you, and it shot through my nose.
Oh, really? No,
yep.
But we'll get one. Hold on.
Run inside real quick.
What?
Hold up. Hold up. Oh, stops. Hold up. Hold. Stop.
This is fun.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Look at that.
Perfect.
Aristotle comes to the
rescue.
Yeah,
thank you.
Aristotle comes to the rescue. Wow. I know what the show needs.
We love you, Aristotle.
Oh, yes, we do.
We love you, Aristotle.
It's true.
When you're not near us, we're blue. Aristotle.
Hey now!
What?
Take a mitt, map, mop, and a brim, bram, broom, and clim, clam, clean up your rim, ram, room. Cause your big bad baby is coming home tonight.
Get my
slim, slam, slippers and my easy chair. And your flip, flap, fingers through my greasy hair.
Then
kiss me, baby.
Let me
hold you tight.
I gotta get this down pat.
Been north and south and east and west. But even the hummingbird needs his rest. When I get my jacket and the trousers pressed, I vow to swallow right back to my nest.
Don't you whim, wham, worry if my train is late.
All right, I feel better now.
Me too.
I needed to get that out.
I needed to get the water out of my nose, so that was perfect.
I'm rehearsing a play. That's a guy.
You know what?
A deranged singer.
To be honest.
That's how I could sing. I have to make up a reason. He's a deranged
singer.
He does sound like a deranged singer. And that way I don't have to sing good to get the part.
Right.
But it's a singing part where I get a 20-piece band behind
me. It's part of who he is.
Part of who I am. I need someone to write me a play where I'm a guy and he's basically, that's him. Somehow he's on the road doing this thing where he has to sing and he can't. But he gets by. Long Island Highway.
Can I tell you why the water went up my
what
nose?
Happened?
Okay, so to be 100% honest, you gave me this giant bottle of water, right?
Yes.
So,
well, it's not a giant bottle. Let people know it's the exact same size as a bottle of wine.
Okay, the same.
Like a Pellegrino
it's
bottle.
It's a big Pellegrino bottle.
It's exactly the size of a Pellegrino
bottle. Huge, voluptuous.
If you've ever been walking around the supermarket and you've been going, oh, look at those gigantic bottles of green water, then yes,
if they had a husky section for bottles, then they would be pretty big.
Look at those gigantic bottles of water in the supermarket on the same shelves that fits every other bottle of water.
Plus size woman of bottle, then that's what
it
would be.
I'll admit it.
Yeah.
If you're going to say, yes, those are gigantic, then I would admit
it. It's the Costco size bottle of water.
Okay, Listen, all I'm saying is I'm about to take the hit for why water went up your nose because of my gigantic bottle of water, which you loved when I gave it to you.
Oh, no, I loved it.
No, did you not light up? You were like, you could tell you appreciated
I did.
My commitment to recycling.
Yeah. And the just the
well, just
the,
spit
the,
it
the
out.
Milliliter amount.
What happened?
So
why
this,
did you
this
spill?
Is what happened.
Because it's so big.
It's so big. But here's the reason why.
You don't
why.
Have to keep saying
I started, it's quite large. So I start drinking it. And I was going to do this bit where I kept drinking it like until you said what's wrong or you're thirsty.
Oh.
But you never did. And you literally just kept looking at me and it made me laugh that you did not pick up what I was doing at all. So I shot water out of my nose and it felt like I was in the ocean because you know, whenever you get a wave
hits
you.
Yeah, you
want
to let it pass before
you
even talk.
So that's
how do you feel now?
Oh, I feel better. But that's why, like, if I wouldn't have got that Kleenex from Aristotle, that's why I was like, I need a quick second.
Yeah, guys.
Welcome back to Behind the Scenes.
And he's healthy and everything's great and we're happy. And
Behind the Scenes with Jeremiah Watkins on the Todd Glass Show. There's bits behind bits upon bits.
I mean, we know what we're doing. Oh, look at John. He likes the flute. This time of year, I think John it adds a lot of love in the studio.
Can I just say, John's a little bit cockier than the last time I was
here. Well, wouldn't you? He know what it is? He learned how to play the flute and the trumpet.
Check
okay.
this out.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Okay, well, I thought you did good on the first line. You don't have to keep showing. Oh, is this like the beginning of a Kanye song?
It does sound good.
Yeah. I mean, that's five notes that are really strong. Oh, okay, you're going in another range. That's good.
You know the words?
It's coming back to me like a fond childhood memory.
I do know the song, but from this I can't guess it. Play a little more. We wish you. Do you know it honestly?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I think I know what it is.
Yeah. Can we sing the lyrics together?
Yeah, go ahead. You start. Put some reverb in his voice, please.
This is the Matrix. Keanu Reeves starring in Everything's a Simulation.
Hey, if you like this type of show, you'll enjoy listening to Sean and Dave Make Music. That's right, everybody. Sean and Dave Make Music. Where do you find it? You go find it. It's not like I'm sure it's on iTunes. I'm sure it's very easy to find these days with technology. Does this intrigue you? Do you like this flute music? You do? I'm asking you a question. The people listening.
Hey, you.
Do you like this flute music?
The flutist didn't even like it. They stopped playing.
Sean and Dave, they make music, and you want to go listen. And what they did, that flute, and John, you did a great job playing it, but that show sent us in the flute that we play it on.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Sean and Dave. Because
we're like, we wanted a flute, and we got a flute in the mail, and we couldn't believe it. And
And
it's a brand new
flute. So John wasn't cocky. He was highfalutin.
I love the Todd Glass Show. We listen to it at work.
Oh my God, is this
back on touch? Every summer, the big show we do together.
I think I'm in love with Todd Glass.
Todd Glass, it's a great show.
Todd, we're gonna be at the summer thing.
Todd Glass is an upstanding citizen, if you have anything to say in my book.
I want to say, if you like this type of show that we do, Sean, I know when you want to send some love to Sean and Dave Make Music, but you know, you don't want it to end. Someone's talking about it.
Welcome back to The Lion, the Witch, and the Wordplay with Todd Glass and Jeremiah Watkins.
I'm taking all these square pieces of paper away. Oh, I was not a good bouncer offer. For that, what did you just say? And I want to treat it with the respect that I should treat my guests.
Welcome back to The Lion, the Witch, and the Wordplay with
Todd Glass and Jeremiah Watkins.
And how does this go? Okay.
I'll be right back after these commercial messages.
Okay, first of all, Aristotle, take an honest break here. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay, because why don't we just stop?
Things are okay in my life.
You're holding your notes or your words very long, and I'm wondering if you're having
a stroke.
I don't know.
Genius. Back on the lion, the witch, and the wordplay.
Well, how does the game work?
Well, you see, we have a normal conversation, but you force wordplay in to make you sound more clever.
Wow. Can you give me an example?
Yeah.
I'm asking good questions.
I don't know. An example, or do you want free samples? Welcome back to the lion, the witch, and the wordplay.
You know what? I like it. I like your gut chutzpah.
What is chutzpah?
Chutzpah is a little bashfutzka.
What is bashutzka?
Bashutzka is like when you got a little gefilte fish. We know this show knows when to take a direction. You know, we're going to go that way.
What
is
gefilte fish?
Listen, gefilte fish is like, I'm trying to say like when you... you know, your little, you get this little bit of
gefilte fish.
You know this song at all?
Gefilte fish. Gefilte fish. Well, it's a Jewish kind of fish that you find in the sea. That you might about pass over time in three with your friends and your relatives round the fire. And that's the fish that I really admire.
Gefilte fish.
You can't find it in a pond, you can find it in the sea, and you don't know what's happening with me until you eat gefilte fish.
Gefilte fish.
Gefilte fish. You give me gefilte fish. Gefilte fish.
Gefilte fish.
Oh, wow.
Gefilte fish.
Gefilte
fish. It's slimy and it's noodly and it tastes real bad. I've eaten it every time. It makes me sick.
Gefilte fish. I don't want to shit all over gefilte fish.
But I'm here to tell the truth that no one likes it.
I don't think anyone really does. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's the way we made it.
Now, John, will you look up if there's a gefilte fish Oreo?
Oh, I want to know this. Right in the middle of the gefilte fish song. Baby, don't treat me. Hold on, how's it?
Don't know.
Fever. Baby, when you hold me close. Oh. Fever.
You have a book in heaven.
Sometimes people just need this.
There's no gefilte fish Oreo.
There's no gefilte fish Oreo. Well, that's just disappointing. You don't know where someone is at.
What did you just say?
What?
There's a Swedish fish Oreo.
Swedish
what?
Fish. Wow.
Oh, okay. So the Jews can't have their cookie, but the wow. Swedes can have their cookie.
Hold
okay.
on. Look at this. They
I
do have a matzo farfel
no,
cookie.
No. No. Oh, do they have a matzo farfel cookie, Todd?
Yes. Yes, I swear. Matzo farfel. Matzo farfel.
Matzo farfel?
Matzo farfel.
Matzo farfel.
Matzo farfel. If you don't eat the meat, you can't have any pudding.
Actually, you might know this.
What?
There is a Jewish Oreo.
What? Is this a joke?
No.
It's called On Sale.
No. Hey. Haba, haba nagila, haba nagila, hey, haba. Oh, I have an idea for a chair.
But wait,
for
you.
Yes.
The Jewish cookie that preceded the Oreo.
Is this true?
It's true.
What is it?
You know it. You love them.
They're cheaper than Oreos.
Oh, Hydrox.
That's it.
And that is a Jewish...
Hydrox is the original kosher sandwich cookie. Jewish cookies.
Good for them.
Wow.
That sounds so funny. I'm so proud of them. Well, I always knew they could do a good Jewish cookie. But I like the vanilla wafer. You don't... The Oreos doesn't always put it out where it's a vanilla cookie, you know, what you call golden graham on one side and chocolate on the other with double stuffed vanilla in the middle.
Ooh.
That's my ultimate. I've had
that. What's that one called?
I don't even know. Heads
the
or tails.
Heads or tails.
Yeah,
wow.
but one side's golden.
One side's the vanilla. One side's the chocolate. But the middle's the vanilla cream.
Double vanilla.
Wow, double vanilla.
It's a. Cream. It just. It. The proportions
that
are so right
great.
For me. Yeah,
and also you can pull off each side.
If you want. Put it in the freezer. Yeah. Even for 15 minutes, and it makes them like almost like little. Oh. Makes the icing like ice cream. A
wow,
it's good. Anyway,
this show is brought to you by Oreo.
Oreo. Yeah, Oreos, everybody. You're gonna love them. They're so good. Okay, so...
I remember when I was a young boy, and all I had to eat as a little pudding was Oreos.
Wait, say that again?
The only thing I had to eat as a little pudding was Oreos.
The only thing you had to eat was...
As a little pudding.
A little guy.
As a little guy.
Oh, so pudding means like a little guy?
Yeah, like a little
pudding. Young guy, 5 years old?
Yeah, 5 years or so.
5 years old?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you were a little pudding.
Of 5 years old.
Yeah, what'd you eat?
I only ate Oreos.
Oh, you only ate Oreos?
And tobacco.
Together?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's what I call a Marlboro sandwich.
Welcome to A Lion, the Witch, and the Wordplay. We are back on the show, people. You thought we left, but we came back.
It's so.
Have you ever had a Marlboro before?
Who? Oh God!
It's tobacco flavored Oreo. A Marlboro.
We gotta go for the clothes. Let's listen to Rodney for like 4 minutes, three
right.
minutes.
Yeah.
You want to? And then we'll come back. You know what we could close
berry
with?
Berry Oreo. This lemon is the twist Oreo.
Oh.
Napoleon Oreo. Prime berry Oreo. Ice cream flavoring Oreo. Ice cream rainbow shirt. Oh, I already. Watermelon Oreo. Strawberries and cream cookie Oreo. Banana split Oreo.
Oh, that sounds
lemonade
nice.
Oreo.
Yeah.
SpongeBob limited edition Oreos. Fruit punch Oreo. Cookie dough Oreo. Caramel apple Oreo. Pumpkin spice Oreo. Red velvet Oreo. Reese's peanut butter cup Oreo. Cotton candy Oreo. S'mores Oreo. Root beer float Oreo. Key lime pie Oreo. Marshmallow crispy Oreo. Cookies and cream Oreo. Toasted coconut Oreo. Oreo soft cookies. Oreo thin. Cinnamon bun Oreos. Filled cupcake Oreos. Fruity crisp Oreos, blueberry pie Oreos, chocolate strawberry Oreos, sweetest fish Oreos, peep Oreos, firework Oreos, Mississippi mud pie Oreos, jelly donut Oreos, waffle and syrup Oreos, Dunkin' Donut mocha Oreos,
like
PB&J
that.
Oreos,
okay.
Cookie butter Oreo,
butter and jelly?
Apple pie
fun.
Oreo, mystery Oreo, dark and white chocolate Oreo, chocolate hazelnut Oreo, peeps Oreo, we already said that, cherry cola Oreo. Good humor, strawberry shortcake Oreo, chocolate peanut butter pie Oreo, Rocky Road trip Oreo, peppermint bark Oreo, Mickey Mouse Oreo, hot chicken wing Oreo,
ew.
And wasabi Oreo, choco brownie Oreo, crispy tiramisu Oreo, dark chocolate Oreo, love Oreo,
oh.
And carrot cake Oreo.
Oh,
I love carrot cake.
Yes. I make a carrot cake ice cream cake. You want to talk about change? Oh, I never
you
talked
make
about
one?
My... No, I don't... Oh, okay, please. I want to recoup from that and say I doctor one.
Okay.
But I also never shared with you my... First of all, we're going to do your thing.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share with you my idea.
Yeah.
But real quick, the ice cream cake is just... I would buy any, you know, like at Vaughn's, just a good, you know... It's like even carrot cakes at Vaughn's are pretty good because
yeah.
That's how good carrot cakes are.
Oh, yeah.
So I just cut it long ways. Because ice cream cake, when you get an ice cream cake, really the cakes, I've talked about this on the show before, the cake's never moist and delicious. You just want an ice cream cake. Usually it's a piece of pound cake. The ice cream, I guess if you go to Carvel's, it might be good, but at the Vaughn's, it's not the, you know, it doesn't end up being. But if you do it yourself and you cut it, and then you put ice cream, I put it in the microwave so it spreads on. You can't start ruining the cake. So you just put it in there so it just spreads on. It's still ice cream, but it spreads easy. Then you put the top back on. and you're a little afraid to push it down because you're going to mush the cake, you do it. You can sprinkle something on the top to give it its... But you push it down. You just compress it a little bit. You know what I mean? And I put a piece of paper on top of it and do it. But, you know, and then I just fix it up because it compresses it, put it in the freezer 2 hours later. The cake is still moist, believe it or not. And then the ice cream is just... It's carrot cake, but it's proportioned with the vanilla. You think, well, you could just cut a piece of carrot cake and put vanilla ice cream next to it. You could, but there's something about the proportion when you eat it as a piece of cake. It cuts perfectly. Carrot cake, ice cream. It just, it's perfect amount every each little bite.
That sounds amazing because I'm a big carrot cake connoisseur.
Are you really?
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
See, I always say even Vaughn's carrot cakes are good, but then when you have a really, someone like, I'm sorry, Aaron Simon. His grandmother has made carrot cake and brought it over here, and it's really good.
Yeah.
Can you make a carrot cake?
Can I?
Yeah.
I can't.
Oh, you can?
No. I don't know how.
You ever have even a carrot cake muffin sometimes with icing?
I know, yeah.
Oh, no,
just a cupcake?
What's it called?
A carrot cupcake?
A carrot cupcake.
Yeah.
With vanilla, maybe cream cheese icing.
Yeah. My grandma used to get this one carrot cake that... There's a big carrots on top, but they were like candied sweetheart type of little carrots.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
How old were you?
37. Oh. No, I had it as a kid. I was probably just a little pudding.
Here's what we're going to do. Just because I wanted to hear this, you know, for my own good. Satisfying.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. It's me, Ebony. I heard you talking about carrot cake, Todd. I was hoping you could maybe slide a morsel down.
Oh, wait, hold on, John. Is that... Hello? I didn't even... Is she...
It's your pal, Ebony.
Oh, right.
Oh, hello.
It's your pal,
I didn't
Ebony.
Even bring the music down. Hi, Ebony.
Oh.
I didn't hear you.
Happy
it's probably because I don't...
It's very reverb-y down there. It's hard to hear you because of all the reverb down there.
I know.
We're closing the show out. We just wanted to say goodbye to you.
Oh,
Halloween episode.
Could I maybe join in on the carrot cake?
Oh, my God, of course.
Really? You'll invite me up?
Yes.
You know I'm like a vampire. Once you invite me up, I stay forever.
Todd, let's come over here. Let's talk about this for a second.
And let me...
The boy stays.
Todd, I don't want to...
Bring your young supple skin
there's
down
nothing to
here.
Be gained from inviting a stranger.
You know what?
I live here. John doesn't even live here. Who's the stranger really, Todd? I've been living underneath your studio for years.
I'm going to invite you in.
Todd,
of course I am.
They're probably going to murder me.
You have to say the official
invite. Are you going to murder him and look me in the eye?
No, wink, wink.
No, you literally... Come on.
What are you talking about? I would never murder a young, supple, white-skinned boy who looks
the way
scrumptious. Wink, wink.
Okay. Obviously, I'm not a moron. You're saying wink, wink. Am I supposed to look the other way on that?
I don't know. Are you?
And your explanation
of what
you...
Why are you sliding him $100 right now?
Okay, and I don't want it, first of all. And you're
it's his anyway. I stole it from his drawer.
Todd, you should take it back.
You know what? Come on. Why you got to be like that?
What? What is Ebony being like?
You're being not... I enjoyed you before. You were a nice person, and now you seem just like... What's this?
I trust you. I don't trust the boy over there, so just leave him with me.
Well, I mean, that might make sense, John. Why don't I do that?
No,
you'll go downstairs. Because she's just lonely.
Just like a temporary kind of staycation kind of thing.
You say you'll leave the door open?
Leave the door cracked and leave the boy.
Will you leave the door open?
Will you leave the door cracked?
Okay, hold on. We'll leave the door open.
Leave the door cracked.
Well, I'd feel more comfortable. Hold on. We'll leave the... If John will go down, that way you don't have to feel lonely. We'll leave the door open.
I just, you know...
We'll leave the door open. Okay, John's going to stay up here with me.
The spirits are hungry. We need the boy. Leave the door cracked. The sunlight can't pour down here. My skin is so, so...
Oh, my God. I have to defend us, John. Give me the wood block.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Starburns Audio. Starburns.
That's our show. This is what we do, everybody. We're tightening it up. More jingles. More guests, more bits, more fun, more throwbacks. The guy that used to play the trumpet next door, he's coming back. That's right. A lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. The jingle that We Love You Aristotle, we're going to start playing it more. Maybe Joe's wife is going to call in again. Rory Scovel is the guest.
Fuck Rory Scovel. Fuck Rory Scovel. Fuck Rory Scovel.
Fuck Rory Scovel. Fuck Rory Scovel. Fuck Rory Scovel. Oh, 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 yes. Oh, won't you hit me three more times, John?
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Starburns Audio, a podcast network.